When they say that the Negro is not economical, I want you to show them a Negro with 50,000 in the bank. When they say that the Negro is not fit for citizenship, I want you to show them a man of our race paying taxes on a cotton factory. I want you to be able to show them Negroes who stand in the front in the affairs of state, of religion, of education, of mechanics, of commerce, and of household economy. You remember the old admonition, "By this sign we shall conquer." Let it be our motto. There are people in the North who have been aiding in the matter of Negro education in the South during the last 10, 20, or even 30 years. It is in part the money of those people that has made this institution possible. Those people have a right, as a plain matter of business, to ask what are the results of this aid they have been giving. What evidences can we present to prove to them that their investment in this direction have been paying ones? It is in no small measure the duty of you, as students of Tuskegee Institute, to answer, and to answer satisfactorily, such a question as that. We have reached a point, largely through the aid which the North has given to the South during the last 30 years, where there is little opposition.